Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Life at the legislature can be an emotional roller coaster. One day you're up, the next day you're down. And House Bill 477 to criminalize assisted suicide is the perfect example. Last week on Thursday, it passed on second reading in the House, 51-49. Then on Friday, it died on third reading, 50-50. Then on Saturday, it was resurrected on a 51-46 vote to reconsider. Today, it's back on third reading, and this vote will be just as close. The bill, sponsored by Representative Jerry Bennett of Libby, makes it illegal for a physician or any other person to aid or solicit someone else to commit suicide. When a person with a terminal illness reaches the end stages, the pain can be overwhelming. Terminal illness is a tragedy, and all the more so when it drags on. On that we all agree. The question before the legislature is, how should we deal with that? And there, the agreement ends. There are some who see death as a good thing because death ends pain. To some, when we confront the tragedy of illness, death looks good. The Montana Family Foundation doesn't share that view. Suicide is not God's will, it wasn't His plan for us, and it's not the solution to the tragedy of terminal illness. Every day, the field of medicine advances, and there's hope that we can better treat the pain that accompanies terminal illness. Suicide is the opposite of that. Where treatment holds out hope, suicide ends all hope. Where treatment may make things better, suicide makes sure things can never get better. Worse, suicide is also the beginning of a long, slippery slope toward oblivion. The journey begins with doctors assisting patients who want to end their life, and then steps from there to euthanasia to the terminally ill, then to euthanasia for the chronically ill, then from euthanasia for physical illness to euthanasia for mental illness, and finally, from voluntary euthanasia to involuntary euthanasia. This progression has been well documented in the Netherlands. If we want to save our country from a world where someone decides that a person with a mental illness should be killed, then we cannot start down the path of assisted suicide. No law exists in a vacuum. No law is done and finished when it's passed. Laws set precedents and have consequences stretching far into the future. We learned that lesson with same-sex marriage. It seems like a simple thing to let people of the same sex call themselves married, but it doesn't stop there. Next, we have laws being passed to force Christians to participate in same-sex weddings, to jail those who refuse, and to sentence those who disagree to diversity training. We also saw the same thing with abortion. First they legalize it, then they expect taxpayers to pay for it, then they force one person to pay for another person's abortion, no matter what their religious beliefs. Today's vote will take place at about 2 p.m., and we're asking everyone to call your representatives and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 477. That number is 444-4800, or go online to montanafamily.org and click on the legislative link. Once again, the number is 444-4800, and ask them to vote yes on House Bill 477, because suicide is destructive to society, whether it's assisted or not. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.